Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We're continuing to remember John Esquaga with Phil Satre, chairman of Wynn Resorts, and Gary Carano, executive chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season two of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I couldn't be more pleased to welcome the two guests we have here. Either of them would be an honor to have on the program on their own. To have them both together is incredible, and the reason is, sadly, the passing of John Esquaga at age 96 in the last week as we are taping this. And we're joined by Phil Satre. He is the chairman of Wynn Resorts. And Gary Carano is executive chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment. Pleasure to have you both here. Sad because of the circumstances. Phil, please share with us when you first met John Esquaga and what you thought.
Probably in 1980. I was thinking about the fact, though, that my first visit to a casino was in 1969. I wasn't 21. I didn't go there to gamble. I went there to watch a show at John Esquaga's Nugget. And I was spending the summer in Reno, Nevada, and trying to get in shape for football, and ended up going over there for dinner one night with my good friends, the Sandy family, and realized that that was my first time stepping into a casino hotel environment. And it wasn't until about 1980, Sam, that I started to interact with John Esquaga. And when I joined Harrah's in 1980.
And what was your thought? Because here you are, a hulking football player, and here's this guy who I was joking with Tony Lubbers that I was towering over him because I'm 5'4.5", and he's only 5'4". What did you think of this guy?
Feisty and very, very energetic. His stature didn't make any impression on me one way or the other, because I could tell this was somebody who knew what he wanted and was going to get it, and was very entrepreneurial. And you know, it was a period of time where the Reno and Sparks gaming operators and hospitality industry participants were really beginning to coalesce on building up the brand of Reno Sparks. And John was really behind all of that with events and other activities that would bring customers from the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and the rest of California and the country.
And it was interesting at that time, and still today really, which is that everybody would market together to bring people to the Reno Sparks area and then fight about them when they got here to get them into their property, right?
That's right. I think Gary would agree with that.
Yeah, Gary, let me draw you into this here. About the time I got to Reno was 1978, and you were coming into your own in management at El Dorado at that point. Your dad, of course, is Don Carano, a legend in the gaming business as well, who sadly has also passed. But what was your first interactions with John Esquaga?
You know, Sam, I can remember early on, because I was a young buck in the gaming business, and probably going to, you know, local meetings, whether it was RSCBA or Nevada Resort Association meetings with my father, and meeting John. He was, and as Phil said, an icon in our business, and a true gentleman that competed fiercely, but was the nicest guy in the world, had family surrounding him, just like my father surrounded himself with our family in the business. I mean, the Esquaga kids, we grew up in the business with them, and John just couldn't be nicer to all of us. And so that's what I really remember about John is, you know, he was such a fierce competitor, but he just loved the business, and like Phil said, was great for the entire community, entire valley, not just Sparks, not Reno, but the entire community, Lake Tahoe. His involvement in Interstate 80, you know, the expansion of Interstate 80. And one thing I always remember about him was, Gary, we got to get our room rates up. It seemed like every time I'd see him, he'd show me a newspaper article from the San Francisco Examiner saying, you know, Reno rates were so low. But anyway, that's what I love my memories about John.
I have to share a quick anecdote. I was talking to Anthony Marnell when he purchased the Nugget, and I asked him what he thought about the room rates, and he said, after Laughlin, these are fantastic. one of the things, Gary, that your dad always spoke about was that he couldn't afford entertainment at the El Dorado, so food had to be the entertainment. John managed to combine the two, that not only did he have top-line entertainment, as Harrah's did, where guests would come in and play for, or entertainers rather, would come in and play for 2 weeks at a time. But he also managed to have top-line food. What did you think about the food over at the Nugget? Because it was really groundbreaking. He told me once when he started the oyster bar, nobody knew what an oyster bar was, but over time he made it a huge success.
There's no question. John set the stage in Northern Nevada, if not the entire state, with quality of food and casinos. I mean, his food, I mean, we shared a lot of chefs over the years, a lot of employees bounced back and forth between all of our casinos in Northern Nevada. And John's, John came up through the business, you know, he knew the business. I think his first job was a bellman after his graduating in hospitality industry in University of Idaho. So he and the family, their food was impeccable, and his love of his employees was definitely, and his customers. Everybody would say, you know, you'd see John, you want to see John, go see John. You don't have to go see him in his office. You go see him on the casino floor or in a restaurant. So his food and his style, his family style of quality of service, quality of food was the greatest, no question.
Phil, one of the things that struck me when I first came to Northern Nevada was that you had these amazing entertainers playing for 2 weeks at a time, both at Harrah's and also over at the Nugget. And the thing that the Nugget had that I don't believe that Harrah's had was they would have a full orchestra on stage playing music during dinner. What was it like to compete against the Nugget for the quality of entertainment?
Well, we were always competing for the talent, but I would like to blend what the question you're asking with Gary's response just a few minutes ago. I think one of the things that John Esquaga did so importantly for this industry was to broaden the visitor from a pure gambler to somebody who was seeking more out of that experience. Food and beverage, entertainment, hotel and the convention and visitors that he was trying to bring in here. So it made a huge impact on this state to switch from a visitor that in downtown Reno for the first 30 years or so of gaming in Nevada was primarily a gambler. And what happened, and the Eldorado did the same thing, and to some extent, I think Bill Hara, although I would say the Hara's focus was strongly on the gambler. Our premium points programs and things like that were really focused on the gambler. But John Esquaga brought a little bit of P.T. Barnum into this industry, showmanship, and broadening the appeal to a visitor that wasn't just there to go down to the casino, but a visitor who was there for entertainment and meetings and food and beverage, as Gary mentioned earlier. So I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to John Esquaga, because as Gary knows very well, that's what's changed so significantly in this industry. In 1980, when I joined Harrah's, 80% of our revenues were casino revenues, 20% non-gaming revenues. That is shifting significantly in this state. And if you look at Southern Nevada in particular, they've really changed that paradigm on the Strip, where it's almost 60% non-gaming, 40% gaming. And John Esquaga saw that coming, whether it was meetings and entertainment or events or things that brought that customer up from Northern California, the Pacific Northwest and elsewhere, to really create a broader economic footprint for Northern Nevada and for all of Nevada.
Go ahead, Gary.
As Phil was saying, showman, as kids, mom and dad would take us out to the Nugget to the, like Phil said, whether it's Easter brunch or the Sunday brunch, but also to see the showman, Bertha and Tina, the eloquency on stage. I mean, where, like Phil said, he was ahead of his time as far as broadening the reason to come to Reno Sparks and to the gaming industries, as far as not just, you know, gambling as it was. So Bertha and Tina, well, you talk about, you know, changing the type of entertainment that our industry had up until that point of time, wherever it was, whether it's Las Vegas, Reno, Elko, whatever. And John was ahead of ahead of his time. You know, one thing I think why I really connected with John, I didn't realize Dick Graves, his partner that he bought out when he bought the Nugget from Dick Graves in the 60s, I didn't realize Dick Graves was 6'5". And John being like, 5'4", whatever you said, how tall John was. And I'm 6'5", or maybe I used to be 6'5". As I get older, I think we shorter. But maybe that's one reason I connected with John, is because maybe he reminded me of the size of Dick Graves. But anyway, that's just a Bertha and Tina. I remember that as a kid.
Well, it was a marketing genius point, because, in addition to them being on stage and being able to visit them in their paddock, he put them in parades. He took them to schools. I mean, probably when you were going to school, they showed up at one of your schools.
Yeah. No, he was, like you say, well ahead of his time. And I just, there's so many people that he touched in the entire state. And what I really loved about him too is because I always thought I'd grow up to be a cowboy, as Phil and I have talked about over the years about Montana. I love John's life out in the valley in south of Carson City, and his ranch, and commuting back and forth every day from his ranch out in I forget the name of the valley out there, but
Jack's Valley.
Yeah, I mean, he was a just so many people he touched in like his extended family in our Northern Nevada. I mean, so many people loved John, it's a shame that we have to get there someday with these icons that we lose because we're not replacing them, I don't think. And John definitely will never be replaced. I mean, it's he was one of a kind.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with another two legends, and I have to say that, of Nevada gaming after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with two of gaming's greatest, Gary Carano, Executive Chairman of the Board of Caesars Entertainment, and Phil Satre, Chairman of Wynn Resorts. I've got to say, and I'll start with you, Gary, that both you and Phil, as this conversation has progressed, are both busting with, and it seems to me the same thing has happened to everybody, which is all these memories, because it's 40-plus years of memories of John Esquaga and our experiences with him. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. Maybe it's a fact of life, but it seems like the older I get, I mean, you can't replace the memories that, you know, when I saw that John passed, my mind went immediately back to, I mean, he was such a fierce competitor, but he was for the bigger, broader goal of making everybody better. I mean, he wasn't just about, you know, the Nugget and Sparks. I mean, just the memories that I have of John, you know, so close to what I have of my father, you know, because, you know, the families grew up together, competing against each other. But, I don't know. It's a sad fact of life. We have to leave and go on to the next life. But John certainly brings a smile to my face and to everybody that ever had a chance to interact with him.
Phil, I have to bring up the fact that John also had a wicked sense of humor. He would watch me on the morning show on KOLO TV doing the weather, and then he would listen to KOH radio driving into Reno and Sparks to go to work. And one morning, my car ran out of gas right about Glendale Avenue. And I managed to chug down and get off the freeway and pull over. And I walked down to Susie's adult bookstore because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and that was the only place that was open that I could get on a phone, call somebody, this was before cell phones, call somebody to come pick me up from a TV station. So I mentioned this on the air. John, of course, hears this. And later that day, unbeknownst to me, I get flowers from Susie's adult bookstore saying, thank you for the reference on television. We really appreciate the business. And I was thoroughly embarrassed. I called Susie's bookstore to find out, you know, who had sent the flowers. And they had no knowledge of this whatsoever. Of course, it turned out it was John Esquaga who'd sent the flowers. He had a wicked sense of humor, man. What's your response to that part of John, Phil?
You know, I think this industry has changed so much in the last 40 years. And when I think of John Esquaga, I think about one of the elements that I'm concerned that we're going to lose, and I hope we don't, and that is founders and operators that have that big personality and that kind of magnetic, you know, approach to their business in terms of, you know, how we're going to make this really different. Risk takers and innovators. And we were talking about that with Bertha and Tina, and I think it's a really good example of somebody taking a pretty big risk. And, you know, and I know the industry is stronger than it's ever been, and that we have really good operators in it. But I do sometimes worry that we're losing some of the strong personalities that have influenced this industry, because in fact we are big, and we are a part of corporate America. And in the 70s and in the 80s and even into the 90s, we weren't as yet, in my view at least, that accepted as a mainstream part of corporate America. And so there's some good things that happen with that, and there's some things that are not as good. And one of those is that we lose that kind of individuality and character that we had with so many of the early pioneers in this industry. And John brought that, and we'll miss it.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Phil Satre and Gary Carano after this timeout.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Phil Satre and Gary Carano, talking about John Esquaga, one of the legends of Nevada gaming, who passed away in the last week at the age of 96. What are your final thoughts, Phil, as you remember John Esquaga?
Oh, I think most importantly that I'm going to miss him. And I want to express my condolences to his family. One of the best things that happened about working with John Esquaga was to get to know Michonne and Stephen. And I didn't know the two older children, but I did work with Michonne and Stephen, and they carry on that legacy. And I'm so happy that I got to know them.
Gary, your closing thoughts here.
Yeah, I echo Bill's comments. We're going to miss one of the greatest that we've seen. And my condolences again to the family. And we're going to miss John. We loved him, and we loved his character, and we loved what he built. And the family will continue to go on, and just the love I have for the Esquire family and the Corona family, the love the Corona family has for the Esquire family. Thank you for this opportunity too, Sam.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I just want to just share one other story for me, because as I've been putting these programs together, you know, my thoughts were going back over the years, because it's 40 plus years for me as well. So when I stepped down from doing the morning show at Channel 8, we decided that we would have a farewell show at John Esquire's Nugget in the Celebrity Showroom and do it from the stage there and have entertainers and food and invite the public to come down. And John went ahead and he got me these boots that were made as boots with tennis shoes. For those that aren't aware, I've been wearing tennis shoes since the 1980s, and he got me cowboy boots that were the base tennis shoes. And I just thought that was so sweet that he did that in secret and gave them to me. John Esquire, a legend, so many people in our area are just thinking of their lives as they reminisce about all the interactions they had with both John and the Nugget that he created. Thank you both so much for taking the time. I so appreciate you both and for all that you guys do. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you, Gary.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.